and Grilling Guys. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Barbecue Bob, mid-July, man. We're in the heat of grilling season. And
the heat of baseball.
Yeah, got it all. Our Tigers aren't doing that great. But
speaking of sports, let's give a welcome out to WVFN, the game from Lansing, a new affiliate for our show here.
So absolutely.
They're carrying a lot of baseball.
Glad you're tuning in. We appreciate it. Let's talk a little Yardbird. A lot of times people try to cook chicken. I'm going to start at the beginning with a little bit of safety on the front end, because this is the one that gets people sick more than any piece of meat that we deal with, is dealing with raw chicken and cross-pollinating, or whatever you want to call it, the cutting boards and the utensils. They're not cleaned between. And then people, I guess bacteria grows, in my mind, the quickest.
Bacteria does grow in your mind.
Yeah. What was I talking about? Yeah. No. Bacteria grows the quickest, it seems to me, on chicken, because it'll heat up quick and you get it on the board and there's a lot of juice and just that. So when you're working with
raw chicken. We should get a health inspector to come on the show sometime, because there's a segment right there, that whole bacteria thing.
Right.
A lot of people could use some.
It's in my mind, though. We already established that.
The bacteria is in your mind. That's true.
But back to the chicken. You need to be careful with chicken when you're seasoning and prepping it when it's raw. Make sure you wash your hands between the time that you put it on the grill and the next time you touch it.
Now, that's a great conversation, because we're going to do my friend's family reunion, and I'm going to go barbecue for him. That band out of Denver that comes out and plays for at the Founders, they're playing at the thing, and So they want me to do the barbecue for it, and I asked Maureen to go with me because she loves that band, and she's like, I just worry about, you're going to make somebody sick, or, and I said, did you see how I just did that chicken? I'm cutting up everything, I'm rinsing, I'm sterilizing as I go, every board, every tool, because it's chicken, it's a nasty little bird, and I'm washing down like crazy. And I'm even being careful with the knobs on the sink and all this stuff. You'll see I'm using the back of my wrist, and I'm not spreading that bacteria. That is a big deal.
Right. So being conscious of that is the point, and use some extra care when you're doing it. And then once you get it on the grill, clean everything up, okay? Clean up your boards, your knives, your tongs, everything that had raw product on it before you start the serving process. So you got 15 minutes or 20 minutes, or depending on how you're cooking it, you got an hour.
And that's a great conversation, because actually you're talking about process, or as they say in Canada, process.
Right.
So the process here is when you're bringing that stuff out to the grill, as soon as you put it on the grill, that's actually when I take it all in and wash it and wash down the area or anything around that grill. Because it's going to take 5 to 15 minutes before you even touch anything on there anyway.
Right.
That gives me just enough time to do a complete wash down of whatever I need to do. Because I'm not going to take the chance of that thing sitting around and somebody setting something on it.
Right.
Because the next thing you know, they got the Hershey squirts.
Right. And that ain't good. And now they're blaming me for that. And that's the last thing we want to do when we're cooking for anybody.
Yeah.
So, okay, our public service announcement on cleanliness is good.
Yes.
So let's go. We just put, I'm going to go with leg quarters. They're 99 cents a pound everywhere in the big box stores. It's a cheap chicken to put on there, but there's some do's and don'ts. We talked about most of the don'ts right there. The do's are, how are we going to season that? Usually leg quarters almost always have a skin on, and there's a layer of fat underneath that skin. Let's talk seasoning them first. How do you usually season a leg quarter? And then I'll tell you how I do it. It's probably the same way.
I'm kind of simple with chicken. I'm kind of simple with a lot of seasonings anymore, it seems like. But I'm going to do some lemon pepper and some sea salt. And I'm gonna oil down the skins. I'm going to oil down the side where there's no skin on it and get my seasoning on there. And then I'm just going to season the skin side.
Right.
And I'm going to throw it on so that the oily side is down.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know it's oily, it's not going to stick. And I don't want to get that fat in that skin reduced too fast. I want to let that run through the meat as it cooks. And you can talk about, are you cooking with the grill lid down or up?
Right.
You know, there's all sorts of variables when you talk about a protein or the style. I cook with the lid up because I'm using 100% infrared, and it'll get too hot if right. if I don't.
If so, you're cooking with a gas grill or you're cooking with charcoal, my next thought on that is when I am cooking chicken, I don't have the fire smoking hot. I'm at a medium because I'm willing to let it take the time, render that fat like you talked about. I might turn it up at the end when I flip it over and I want to crisp up that skin a little bit. But what I don't want is to burn it through on
the
bottom.
That's a great point. And I do grill at medium, but I still can't really shut my lid at medium.
Right.
Because of the design of my burners, it wants to woof on me, and it scares the crap out of me.
Right. Yeah, and it gets super hot. Those infrared, they do that. A lot of people won't have those. They'll have a standard gas grill. But where I'm going is, or charcoal,
but that
medium heat.
But that infrared of yours, you can burn it with the lid down on medium heat. It will not do that same wolf. It's burner design. Anyway, so that's a good point. Medium heat, because you can't rush chicken. You've got bone in there.
Right.
So you want to slowly penetrate that with your heat or go faster than heck and pound the heck out of it. But you're going to destroy parts of it in that process.
Right, if you go fast. If you are, this is one where I recommend that you use a digital thermometer. You're going to get that to 165, and you want to put the tip of that thermometer right in by the joint on a leg quarter, right where that leg hits the thigh. There, that's the deepest, thickest part of the meat, and that's the last place it's going to get cooked. There's nothing worse than serving your guests. They cut their chicken at that joint, and they got a bloody red joint.
I would tell you that you could even run that up to 175 to be safe, because you're going to find little crevices in there that are still bloody. It's so hard to penetrate.
Yep. And it's just better safe than sorry.
That's the piece you can't destroy.
Right.
If it's just a leg quarter, you got a piece of back meat. You don't have a piece of breast with that, do you?
No.
I pound.
That's on the other end of the bird, Bob.
Well, I didn't know if you meant a half chicken or quarter.
No, just a leg quarter.
Yeah.
But so many people grill skinless, boneless breasts. Let's go there real quick, because it's a really, really popular meat. The moms think it's so healthy because there's no skin, there's no bone, there's no fat, which also means there's nothing to protect it.
There's no flavor.
Right. And there's not a lot of flavor. You got to put it on there. But talking about grilling those skinless, boneless chicken breasts, you can go from hero to zero in a hurry if you cook those things too much.
Yeah.
Because they get like a hockey puck.
What you can do is you can trim them down so you have consistency. I actually take those and I cut the skinny end off.
Uh-huh.
And I cook that at a different rate than I do the fat end.
Right.
And you'll see they vary quite a bit in from breast to breast.
Right.
Imagine that. So I'm going to lay it out on a board, and I'm going to unfold that skinny part, and I find the flattest piece of it, and I'm going to trim that flat piece off just like the flat on a brisket.
Right.
And I'm going to oil that up, and I'm going to spice it up. I'm going to throw it on the grill. I'm going to do the same thing with the fat piece, oil it, spice it, throw it on the grill. And I'm probably going to do those on a medium-high heat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because there isn't any fat in them.
And I don't want it to take too long.
Right, there isn't any fat in them. That's why you put it on them, right? And it'll help the seasoning adhere. But you can tell when a chicken breast is done, especially if you've cut it like you did, you can see through the thickness of it. But again, if you are using a thermometer, you want that 165, 170 in there, and then you'll know it's done. Because very popular, very easy. We talked earlier in the show about you making kebabs out of it or chunking it up and putting it on skewers. To me, that's the best way to cook it, because now I've got four sides of it exposed. I can see if the whole thing is done versus guessing in the middle there a little bit.
And skinless, boneless, what was it going on in my mind was, I'm going to take it up and put it on who knows what kind of grill.
Right.
I want oil on all kinds of sides of that thing.
Right, because you get a grill with a hot spot and part of it's doing well, the other part's slammed. But anyway, coming up next, we're going to bring this train to the station, not ring it in, and we're going to talk a little bit of a barbecue wrap-up, maybe a little GI barbecue. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Window and ice cold beer sitting in the car.